This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, brought to you as always by the Liberty Radio Studio. I don't know, I suddenly forgot how to introduce the show. I'm your host as always, Aria.
Jay Noon here.
And Angie.
And it's weird being here on a Wednesday, I will confess. I haven't ever been here on a Wednesday. I don't think, except maybe like the Christmas Eve episode. I don't recall exactly what day that was. May have been Christmas Day.
I don't know. This is the first time I've been on the show with you.
Yeah. It's
be my first also. But definitely. I've listened to you for a long time now, probably ever since you've been doing Call of Freedom anyways.
Yeah. It's scaled back to once a week now, by the way.
I've noticed.
So the most interesting thing that was brought to my attention today deals with trans stuff. And it actually, I was not the one who brought this in. But for those listening who may not be aware, I am a trans person. It's not obvious from the sound of my voice, but yeah, that is the case. And Angie, you brought in a story about a dad who is horrified because the public school system, it would seem, has convinced his daughter that she is, in fact, a boy.
Right. I was really surprised when I found that story, and I thought it would be perfect for tonight.
I would absolutely agree. Now, there is a lot of leftism in the public schools. I'm sure you're both aware of this. And
yes.
This is why so many libertarians advocate for homeschooling, because in homeschooling, you can actually teach what, I don't want to say politics, but what social inclinations your kids are learning. Whereas in the public schools, it's largely up to the teachers and the administration, which overwhelmingly seems to tend toward liberalism.
Well, the teachers are all have this accreditation from some college where they, you know, teach, like, I don't know, underwater basket weaving or some kind of liberal arts. And right. They're all funded by, you know, big leftists, and they're all very pro-state. And, you know, the agenda is, as far as I can tell, I have an aunt who I love very much. She's a good woman. She's been an education professional her whole life. Made $125,000 a year her last year that she worked in Massachusetts school system.
Wow.
And never stopped, taught a student anything. She's part of the administration. She is a psychiatrist.
Okay.
Has a doctorate in psychology. And she even said to me herself that the school system needs to keep on expanding in employees constantly, or her retirement would be no good. When she retires, because she collects like $84,000 a year in retirement right now.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. She actually had to sue the state of Massachusetts a little while back because they cut her back some. And she's like, oh, no, here's my contract. And I'm like, well, I go, you know, that contract's, you know, basically the state is pointing guns at people to make sure you get paid, right? And I'm not going to look at it that way, she says. And so, okay. But anyways, actually, what's really cool about her is we can have really great, calm debates and just laugh about it. We don't
awesome.
Get angry. But one of the things I have tremendous respect for her. But it's a pyramid scheme. So part of the scheme is to teach the teachers, ingrained into the teachers, so it's ingrained into the kids that state is good, the state must always grow, and, well, essentially worship the state. Just like this, I don't know if you heard about this guy who assaulted this 13-year-old boy for not saluting the flag or taking his hat off or something, or pledge allegiance.
I did see that.
Just,
yeah,
it's all
and
state
the kid,
worship.
His skull was, like, fractured or something.
Yep. Yeah.
Just absolutely disgusting allegiance to that flag and the whole state apparatus in general.
And that comes right out of public school, you know.
Kids it does.
Are taught to pledge allegiance to the flag. And I had a teacher I didn't like in fourth grade, so I stopped pledging allegiance to the flag. And I thought I was going to get in trouble when she told my dad. And my dad's like, no, that's fine. You don't have to pledge allegiance to anybody if you don't want to.
My kids go to public school, and the school that they go to, they were supposed to meet every morning and do the Pledge of Allegiance. And my kids would sit in the car until they were done. And, you know, no one ever said anything to me. We got some looks, but no one ever came over and said, hey, you need to get out of the car. And if they wanted to get out of the car, they would skip past the group of kids standing around the flag and just scoot into the door. I think once my 8-year-old was sent back outside, and he was like, Mom, I didn't do it. I just stood there and looked at them like they were crazy.
Good for him.
See, my experience was different because I was in school when 9/11 happened and when the patriotism thing just like really kicked off, and where that was when they introduced the Pledge of Allegiance and a 5 minutes of silence every single morning. It was 5 minutes of prayer, but they weren't allowed to call it that.
So they introduced the Pledge of Allegiance at that time? Or
yes.
Shortly
after the September 11th attack was when our school began doing the Pledge of Allegiance every single morning.
Oh, see, I graduated high school in 98, and it was... I can remember doing it in kindergarten, and I remember
really?
In fourth grade... But my father was also bringing me to, like, John Birch Society meetings and stuff like that.
Okay.
Which, in some of those meetings, they were doing Pledge of Allegiance, too. Some of them, they were, like, you know, not doing it, and they were, and we actually had talks about this. But what I do remember in fourth grade that you know, the part I really remember is my teacher was so pissed that my dad backed me up. And I just, and that's why I know what was going on. But yeah, so that, but I definitely remember in kindergarten, they're telling us to hold our hand on our heart. And then,
interesting.
So when I was like, I don't know, whatever, however old you are in fourth grade, I just haven't done it since then.
It may be region specific,
probably.
You know, or just time specific, where it sort of phased out in the late to mid 90s or mid to late 90s and then resurged in 2001. That would probably be my speculation.
Was it Mississippi?
It was.
You were in school? Okay, yeah. So that was Massachusetts and. Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
I would expect that sort of thing to be more common in Mississippi, but sure enough, it wasn't at our school until shortly after September 11, 2001, in which case I just sort of sat there. But I was always a rebel. It wasn't because I had any real ideological opposition to the Pledge of Allegiance at the time. It was because I just wasn't going to cooperate with anything they were telling me to do, and that just happened to include standing up to say the stupid pledge.
When I was a kid... I grew up in a horse business. My dad was a horse trader. So I went to a lot of rodeos. And Eastern New York, there's all up and down like that Champlain Valley area around Saratoga and Lake George. There's 6 or 7 rodeos, and they have like a rodeo. You can go to a rodeo every night of the week anywhere around Lake George all summer long. At least you could, you know, 20 years ago. I know 3 of them still function.
Right.
And I can remember sitting on my horse. And I didn't take my cowboy hat off for Pledge of Allegiance. Or no, it wasn't Pledge of Allegiance. It was a national anthem or something or whatever, one of those things.
One of those magic sky things you're supposed to.
Right. And one guy says to me something about my pappy. He said pappy.
Of course he did.
Would have given me a beating. He said, you know, if I didn't take, you know, salute that flag. And I don't remember what my response is, and he goes, well, I'm that boy's pappy. And my dad would said to him, because he was either on his horse or standing right next to me or something, and the guy, and whatever my dad told him, I don't remember now, actually, I used to remember it, but anyways, so that guy ended up, like, becoming a pretty hardcore libertarian involved in the New York politics.
Awesome.
And we still know him till this day. I saw him like 2 years ago.
And it was all because you shattered that first assumption that it's just of paramount importance to kneel to the state?
Very much so. Also, you know, my dad brought, so I would have been about 17 at the time, 97, maybe I was 16. My other brother was a year younger than me. Then I have another brother that would have been about 11 or 10. And I have another brother that would have been about 4 or 5. And we were all on horses.
Right.
And we all tacked up our horses. And we all helped everybody out with everything. And this particular guy was just, like, impressed that, like, you know, we're 5 to 17 years old and could do anything any adult could do, basically.
Right.
But the interactions didn't really start until he was like, you know, my pappy would have beat me or something like that. And guy's still a good friend of mine. And it's just, you know, I mean, but my dad raised us, you know, as libertarian anarchists. We didn't use the word anarchist back then, but the idea was, you know, we didn't have any rulers. And it wasn't until we were 18 he was responsible for any damage we did. So he was very clear about that, you know, if
right.
we went and... you know, trash someone's property or whatever, he had to pay for it, you know.
I mean, that's so much like the state, though. In schools, if you don't properly pledge allegiance or kneel for the flag or whatever it is they want you to do at that specific moment, their plan is to use violence in order to make you, just like his pappy
yep.
would have used violence against him in order to make him not respect the flag, but obedient of it.
Yep.
I got threatened at a truck pull about 6 years ago for not saluting a flag. Rednecks are really intense about this.
They are indeed. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Let us know what you think about the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind with you tonight. It's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
And we've been talking about the various failures of the public school system, or the public re-education camps.
The worship of the state. That's what this. The state is just a religion.
Well, the schools are part of the state apparatus. However, people yep. might like to think otherwise. And that's generally my issue with public schools is that, you know, society in general has formed this wall between what they consider to be educating and what they consider to be raising a child. But the truth is that your kids are going to end up spending 7 hours a day-ish with these adults who are, in every sense, raising them. They're teaching them social values, how to be moral, and all of these other things, and, you know, how to be trans, evidently. Whether the parents like it or not, it's impossible for the public school system to differentiate between educating a child and raising that child.
Then, and that's why I don't like the idea that literally a handful of men or women, but a handful of people somewhere in a district of criminals, you know, are literally in charge of this Department of Education, and the Department of Education has essentially become a carrot dangled in front of every local school system in the country. You know, we're not going to give you this money unless you do this, this, and this.
Well, let's get into the phones. We've got Andy calling from North Carolina. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Going once. Andy, are you there?
Sorry about that.
All right. Well, A for effort. I don't know exactly what he even said. So anyway, the article is about how over the last several years of... This is coming from LifeSiteNews.com, a site that I'm not familiar with, but a dad is horrified as the public school system convinces his daughter that she's a boy and he can't stop it. So the article says that a recent example was detailed this month in USA Today, a suburban dad who lives just outside of Chicago. In April of 2016, when his 14-year-old daughter became convinced that she was in fact a boy, with the staff of the public school in Hindell's District number 86, that's a lot of districts for that, emphatically endorsing the delusion and opposing Keck's attempts to help his daughter every step of the way. Now, this is a difficult issue for all people, trans, cis, or whatever, because there's no good answer. You know, it's going to permanently alter a person to go through puberty. Whether they're going through that puberty in accordance with their own biological programming, or if they're transgender and they're going through it because of blocking that biological programming and supplementing it with artificial hormones.
Could you call that like chemically induced puberty?
Sure, but I think in the most literal sense it's chemically induced either way.
Well, that's true, I guess, but, well... Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of chemicals we can take to induce certain things, and then there's certain chemicals that just come along anyway.
There certainly are, but the issue with being trans is that once you're past puberty, the changes to your body as a result of undertaking hormone therapy are going to be minimal. So you're going to end up with an adult who is more or less permanently discontent with their body. Or, as people like to point out, they could undergo that transition and then come to regret it and end up permanently unhappy with their body. Both of which are bad things to happen. You know, whether you're dealing with a cis person who becomes trans and is unhappy with their body because they couldn't transition at an earlier age, which is what happened to me, right? I would give anything to be able to go back to when I was 12 years old and transition. Wasn't a possibility because I lived in Mississippi. So when I hear about teens like this, I'm torn on the subject because a lot of people don't like the idea of 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds transitioning. But anything after that is going to be almost pointless when it comes to physiological changes. If you're going to transition, it has to be done at an earlier age.
At what point did you know that you wanted to trans over?
4 years ago.
Okay.
So
how old were you then?
I'm not going to reveal my age.
Okay.
Older than I wished that I had been, basically. But anything after like 16 is going to involve minimal changes,
okay,
no matter what you do. The younger you are, the better. As a fully grown adult, which I was at the time, changes are minuscule.
Now, do you think as a child, I'm a parent of three kids, do you feel that as a child that they truly know what they want at that age?
I did. I wasn't able to put it into words, but I certainly did.
Okay.
Going all the way back to at least when I was 3 years old, well before I'd even started kindergarten or started watching television, before I could have been influenced by any of these leftist media elements or the public school system or anything like that.
Okay.
I don't know how common that is among people. I just know my experience.
So it's something that you knew from a young child.
Right.
And it just took you a while in order to transition over because of where you lived or location or logistics.
Mostly the location and the fundamentalist Christianity that just pervades the South and made it absolutely impossible.
Right.
Leading to pray the gay away camps and things like that several years in a row. It was not a lot of fun.
You went to those?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Three summers in a row. Yeah.
Did you make any friends?
I did. That was why I wasn't sent back for a fourth year. So going back to this article, the teenage girl who had evidently shown no indication of gender dysphoria or desire to be male throughout her childhood is on the autism spectrum, which just further complicates things.
Right.
I guess the question would be, you know, where at on the spectrum is this person?
It said right on the borderline. So I guess right at the beginning of possibly autistic and possibly not autistic.
I mean, that could be a lot of people.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you get the, it could be any one of us. I mean, if you got the, you know, the right or the wrong, you know, so-called expert, you know, dealing out this spectrum and defining it. I don't even know what really, I mean, I got a good friend where I think he could be a little autistic. And I said that to him one day and he's like, oh, you're not the first one to tell me that. You're probably right, you know, and. Then I got another friend who I called him autistic, and he had a fit.
Well, it is often used as an insult.
Yeah, I guess.
But it is a broad spectrum. You know, you do have high-functioning autism, I think is what they call it, which it sounds like is more people along the borderline. And you also have the, I guess, low-functioning autism.
I'm not an expert.
Yeah. So I would understand that someone on that lower end of the spectrum would not really have the autonomy to make such a decision about how they want to live. But I would expect someone on the higher end to have it.
But maybe they could be influenced easier if they're possibly autistic.
That's true as well.
Especially when the teachers got them for literally, we got more of their attention than both parents probably do.
Oh, but yeah, because once the kid gets home from school, they're going to be sat in front of a television. The average American child watches 5 hours of television a day.
Wow.
So they get home from spending 7 hours with the teacher, and then they go straight to Nickelodeon.
Or their computer.
Yeah, or their computer, all of which have that same liberal bent to them.
I had to clean stalls when I got home, which is good, though. I appreciate it now.
Yeah.
That was definitely an improvement over watching television. Let us know what you think. 855-450-3733. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One suspect is barricaded in a home in Philadelphia after a shooting left as many as five officers hurt. The chaos was captured in the first call from officers at the scene.
Shots still fire.
Police in Philadelphia are confirming at least five officers have been shot. This whole incident taking place in the Nicetown section of the city. With the Dow losing 800 points, many people are saying that a recession is on the horizon. Well, Hugh Johnson is a chief investment officer for Hugh Johnson Advisors. He tells Fox News it'll be a little bit before any sort of recession would happen.
The inversion of the yield curve tends to lead the actual recession by a great period of time. You mentioned 22 months. If you look further back, it comes out to about a year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Again, that number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
So I want to take a moment to tell you about local.bitcoin.com because bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows people to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There is no KYC to sign up for the site. That's Know Your Customer. So there's no ID requirements or any of that kind of nonsense. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So no one can read your messages except people who have those private keys, which generally aren't even available to the end users, I don't think. I've never actually looked, but they actually respect your privacy, and that's awesome. I am very familiar with the site. I love it. I love everything about it, and I'm looking forward to its continuation and success. So go check it out. It's a great time to get involved in the site because it's still growing. It's still developing. Get into the Telegram room. You know, take part in the construction of local.bitcoin.com. So we've been talking about this guy who they just call Keck, which I think is kind of funny given the whole Donald Trump, you know, Pepe the Frog meme thing, Lord Keck or whatever they call him. Of course, it's spelled differently. It's K-E-C-K. But his daughter evidently chose a male name after not exhibiting any gender dysphoria characteristics throughout most of her life until she began hanging out with another girl who professed to be a boy trapped in a female body. And it was at that point that this kid decided that he was trans.
Does it say how old the kid is? Did I miss that? I've heard 14. You said teenage. Okay, all right.
14 at the time, but I believe the child is 18 now, going by something they say later in the article. So the school staff, who had full knowledge of the mental health challenges of the child, began to treat the teenage girl as a male, referring to her as he and him. And when her parents finally discovered, all of this misgendering is in the article, by the way, and it takes way too much effort for me to try to fix it while reading it live. When they requested that their daughter be referred to by her legal name, the school ignored the wishes. That seems to me like, okay, then take your child out of public school, right?
I agree.
You would think, yep. But, you know, there's a lot of people can't get away from that government-subsidized daycare. You know, it's just basically all it is at this point.
I mean, what would they expect at this point? It's like, okay, here's the wishes of the parents. Well, here's the wishes of the school. The school kind of determines what the school does, unfortunately. And whether that's right or wrong is kind of immaterial, because they are opting, at least in most cases, they may not be aware that they're choosing to, but they're choosing to send their kid to the public school where this is what they're going to learn.
Right, and everybody has a choice. I mean, you could totally homeschool. I know a lot of people, they start homeschooling, the kids want to go to school, and I know a lot of people that take the kids right out of school and just start homeschooling them.
So evidently, when the father challenged all of this, the school administrator said that they were simply following the law, but there is no such law. Only a 2016 directive from the Obama administration that said schools need to officially affirm transgender students, which are guidelines that were blocked by a judge the same year and rolled back by the Trump administration in 2017, which doesn't surprise me at all. For whatever reason, the alt-right seems to hate Muslims, Jews, and trans people more or less equally. And I don't know what... And women.
Well, I mean, that's the spin on the alt-right. I don't really know anybody that actually hates all those people, but I would consider them very much right.
What is the alt-right?
Not right, but, you know, like, you know, right-wing.
Like Richard Spencer, Chris Cantwell, those types.
Okay, yes.
So, as Keck described it, my daughter told me that the school social worker was advising her about halfway houses because he thought we did not support her. The social worker confirmed this when I scheduled a meeting with him to discuss it. This felt like a horrifying attempt to encourage our daughter to run away from home. We had our daughter evaluated by a psychologist approved by the school district. He told us that it was very clear that our daughter's sudden transgender identity was driven by her underlying mental health conditions, but he would only say that off the record because he feared the potential backlash he would receive. That's not a good place to be in.
No, absolutely not.
But he's not wrong. I imagine if a psychologist or therapist or whatever had concluded this, to say that publicly would lead to a public crucifix.
That'd be like a doctor saying, well, I got to give you this opiate for pain. I would rather prescribe you cannabis, but, you know, I'm going to get investigated and yada, yada, yada. And people start looking at me because I know of a guy whose doctor told him that. And he says, off the record, if you can get cannabis, do that because opiates are a problem. But same thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
So in the report, however, that the therapist submitted to the school, he did not include those concerns, and he said he would only share them in person, which isn't a surprise. The sort of witch hunting that goes on here in the United States today is such that if you were to say something like that, like this person isn't really trans, they just have this underlying mental health issue, your career is over. And you'll probably lose your medical license or your psychiatry license or whatever as a result of it.
The school would cut you off. If you work for the school or the education system, you would be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Evidently, the National Education Association, which I've never even heard of, has partnered with the Human Rights Campaign and other groups to produce materials advocating automatic affirmation of identities, name changes, and pronouns regardless of parents' concerns. In 18 states and the District of Columbia, there are conversion therapy bans, which prevent therapists from questioning a child's gender identity. Now, that's not quite what conversion therapy is. Conversion therapy isn't about questioning it or not questioning it. It's about attempting to convert them one direction or the other. It was extremely popular in the 90s with gay conversion therapy, and it's generally considered to be abhorrent
Did you say gay conversion therapy?
Yes.
Well, that's different than gender conversion therapy, right?
It can be.
So they're trying to convince people that they are or not,
are not gay?
Okay.
Are not
gay. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I didn't know if they're like someone who's like, because if someone who wants to trans, they would go through this transgender therapy, correct?
They would. They don't generally call that conversion therapy, though.
Oh, okay.
Which is what they're referring to for her.
Right. But,
okay.
No, I think what they're referring to here is the idea that this person says they're trans and you're trying to convince them that they're not.
I understand.
Oh, okay. All right. So the gay therapy was to try to convince someone they're not gay?
Yeah, the gay conversion therapy.
The gay conversion. Okay, all right.
And it still happens in some parts like the Pray the Gay Away camps and things like that.
Right.
That's essentially, and the Republican Party in 2016 officially affirmed their support for conversion therapy in their planks, whatever they're called. I don't remember.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, just roll in shock therapy and, you know, induce them with drugs and, you know, things.
Yeah.
Right. Or put them in an insane asylum and, you know, with a bunch of other people who need to be converted, right?
Yep. It often devolves into exactly that sort of thing.
Especially when you let government do it and it becomes a program that first they endorse the program, now they want to fund the program, and now we've got to expand the program, and then, you know, you get like the likes of Bill Gates and IBM, and, you know, I mean, look what IBM did for the Nazis, you know, what's going to, you know, stop them from helping cure the gay issue, right?
Well, nothing really. In fact, if Donald Trump has his way, based on how many of these conservatives and Republicans call me mentally ill with their implementation of these red flag laws, as they're calling them, I would completely lose my right to self-defense simply because of it.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have had a right to self-defense to begin with if they could just take it from you because,
right,
you know, what they're saying there. So, yeah, and that's a whole different subject right there. I don't feel any of that stuff applies to me because I'm not part of their society or their system.
I would agree.
I opted out of it.
There's this sort of meme going around on the internet, you know, how many people have to die before you give up your rights or whatever? I'm like, just one. Just me.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, let us know what you think about this entire debacle that is the trans thing in public schools. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637, GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-450-3733 or use the Discord call-in lines that you can find at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
And I want to ask, if you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, well, it's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, brought to you by the people at AnyPay. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. So if you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash at your store. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's a really awesome thing. When we were at ForkFest this last year, there were a number of vendors who were attempting to just take cryptocurrency payments directly using their mobile wallets and QR codes and all of that. And it was bulky, unwieldy, inconvenient. They signed up for AnyPay using HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and just instantly were able to use it and accept cryptocurrency in a way that was streamlined, quick, and easy. It's absolutely incredible. And participating retailers, if you visit them, you can actually get 10% back if you use Bitcoin Cash.
So there's a Bitcoin Cash incentive now. It's the first I'm hearing of this.
Yes, there is a Bitcoin Cash back. I know it functions at Local Burger and Corner News here in Keene. I don't know where else. I mean, you have to actually be a brick-and-mortar business in order to qualify for it. But yes, all of the places that do Dashback should also be doing Bitcoin Cashback.
Well, the place you could buy gas at with cryptocurrency, I'll be sure to tell them about the... they're not set up with any pay yet. I've been kind of working on them a little bit. Grandma is one of the owners of the business, so she's like not quite on board yet. And
now, this is the gas station that has the employees that
correct.
Will take crypto, but...
Yeah, so two grandsons, dad, and grandma, they're all partners.
Very cool.
And the two sons are in a are in a cryptocurrency. And a friend of mine went there the other day, and just the dad was there. Oh, and he told me, he's like, oh, I'm gonna get a get one of those wallets. And says, well, your kids know how to set you up. How come you haven't done it yet already?
Yeah.
And I've been telling them, hey, you got to get on AnyPay. Now I'm going to go tell them about the 10% with Bitcoin Cash.
Absolutely, and because the vendors get that back as
correct.
Well.
And there's another place I was talking to that I had mentioned, General's Tavern, which is another one in Ware. And we have a free Ware meeting there on the first and second Thursday of the month in Ware, New Hampshire. And I told those guys about how Dash does a 10% incentive occasionally. And the
it is hit and miss.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always. I don't want to, you know, promise something that isn't. And I will tell her actually tomorrow because she was, like, very interested in taking cryptocurrency, new people got the business, and the daughter, it's a mother and daughter that are running it. So yeah, I could tell them about that tomorrow. That's great. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Awesome. So we've been talking about the transgender curriculum, as the article here at LifeSite News describes it, saying that the introduction of the transgender curriculum in public schools is quite literally resulting in the recruitment of children to the transgender cause. Now, this is another interesting thing I've been observing. You have people like Chris Cantwell and other people on the alt-right who insist that, you know, transgenderism is being pushed to us and it's on the rise. I don't know whether or not that's true or if people are just no longer hiding it and that the rate is essentially the same as it's always been. Like, being gay is not a new thing, but people are more open about being gay now.
Because yeah, it's more accepted.
Right. So is the number of gay people actually increasing as a result of what they call the gay agenda? Or is it just that, you know, they aren't being stoned to death any longer, so they're like, hey, I'm gay.
Maybe a little. Well, I wouldn't say the number of gay people increasing due to the gay agenda, but there are some people who talk, and I'm not an expert on this. It's just articles I read and people I talk to, but like that, like my wife, for example, doesn't want me consuming any soy products because it's like suppresses testosterone.
Interesting.
And she's done a lot of research on this, and she's like, you know, she says it'll drive your sex drive. It'll put your sex drive down. It will, you know, suppress testosterone. Now, when I worked in Colorado, there's a chemical that's widely used called atrazine, and atrazine they put it on dry ground. And it's sprayed on, it's mixed in with water, it's sprayed on, and for 2 years, nothing grows. Nothing. This atrazine is, like, really bad stuff. Well, this is what
sounds
is,
like it.
What it causes amphibians to be both male and female. You can literally take tadpoles and put a little atrazine into their environment.
So this is what Alex Jones is talking about with making the frogs gay?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if he ever, I don't think I've, I used to listen to Alex Jones quite a bit. I'm not sure that he ever said the word gay, but it definitely.
He did. They did a remix of it with music and stuff. It's great. It's one of the best things on the internet. I'll send it to you sometimes.
So there was some study.
But he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong about atrazine. And atrazine is a chemical that is like dry land farmers all over the United States. And this is another thing that could not happen without government. Atrazine is approved. It is part of what's called Monsanto growing practices, which is what you have to exercise.
Well, Monsanto is Satan.
Correct. But in order to get crop insurance, which is how government, Republican welfare whores get crop subsidies, is through what's called crop insurance. And in order to get crop insurance, you must prove that you're following Monsanto certified crop growing practices. So this is the use of Roundup. This is the use of atrazine. And the reason like how
what purpose is the atrazine supposed to serve in this process? I would imagine it's generally considered a bad thing for the land to be infertile.
So it's a herbicide, and what they do is, for example, in Nebraska, Kansas, and western Nebraska, western Kansas, and eastern Colorado, and Wyoming is basically high desert. It doesn't rain much. So these farmers have what's called dry land. There's no irrigation to it. There's no water rights on it. And every 2 years, they'll grow a crop of wheat, for example, on the dry land. And after they grow a crop of wheat, after they harvest it, they'll take it and they'll spray atrazine on it. And then the atrazine will not allow anything to grow, anything at all, for 2 years. So what happens is the idea is that any moisture that goes into the ground stays there. Weeds don't just suck the ground dry, or grasses, or whatever.
Okay.
And then 2 years, because it only rains enough to support a crop every 2 years, is basically what the science is. So atrazine is part of this Monsanto
stuff. A specific crop or a rotation
corn,
of crops?
Well, there's only a couple of crops you can really grow in that area, and it's usually corn and wheat.
Okay.
And that's about it. And usually they'll grow wheat for one season. The field will take a season off, and then they'll grow wheat like three or four times, and then after three or four wheat crops every other year, they'll put in a crop of corn, and then they'll go back to wheat.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll grow some dry land grasses like sorghum and Sudex for, you know, feed or whatever.
So the atrazine is supposed to be a way of sort of forcing them to give the soil a season off.
Exactly. So you don't have to go through there and either burn the weeds or mow them or whatever.
But
and
it makes frogs intersex.
It tremendously disrupts the reproduction cycle of all amphibians and reptiles. And with the frogs specifically, because frogs are dissected and studied tremendously, they absorb things like through their skin. So they're very, most of those amphibians are, you know, going to react to pretty much anything.
Sure.
So this, anyways, atrazine is basically, it's in a lot of the water. It's all down the Mississippi River in the Mississippi Delta area, because all that heartland of the United States is spraying that crap everywhere, so it's all washing. And then, so atrazine is a chemical. Almost all these farmers I worked with in Colorado is kind of one of the reasons I quit. I told my stepdad I'd give him 3 to 5 years. 2 years, I was done. Guys my age and younger are on low testosterone shots once a week. They're just constantly messing with like Roundup and all these other chemicals, which I refuse to touch any of the spray rigs,
right,
and stuff like that. But and then there's a lot of agenda about like feeding baby boys soy-based formula suppresses the testosterone. And then also, but soy is beneficial for women because it has an estrogen
booster,
something like that. Yeah, so it increases estrogen or something. And so there's a lot of, and soy is something that shouldn't even be being used as a food for humans, as far as I'm concerned, but because of government subsidies.
What's wrong with soy?
Here we are consuming it.
Well, soy is, first off, it's government subsidized, so you know it's a bad food.
I cannot argue with that logic.
So there's a lot of problems with soy. Soy has some toxicity levels to it. Soy, they say fermented soy is okay, but basically the soy really messes with, like, hormones. This is a lot of the reason, like, fried chicken is why you've seen a lot of girls that are 8 years old with large breasts, because of the soy and the hormones having to do with the soy.
Well, we're also pumping enormous amounts of hormones into chickens and cows and pigs and all these other things.
Hormone, soy, which is mega hormone stuff. I can't tell you why it's really bad off the top of my head, but
855-450-3733. Let us know what you think.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman, but you couldn't because you were already in a monogamous relationship? Ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.